I want to talk about the union experiences with Christ. Union with Christ experiences. Union experiences with Christ. Union with Christ experiences. The experiences that is found in our union with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 6:17, the Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That means, what is union? Union means being one spirit with the Lord. Being mingled into one spirit with the Lord. That's what we call union. 5:30, go to Mirror Translation. The Bible says we are his flesh and bone body, bearing his image and likeness. We give tangible expression of him. And verse 31, Bible said, marriage reflects this union. In other words, union also means being mingled into one flesh and bone body in Christ, or mingled into one flesh and bone body of Christ. One is being mingled into one spirit with the Lord. Two is being mingled into one bone and flesh body with the Messiah. What are these experiences that are associated with the union experiences? They are union. What union with Christ produces, the experiences. In Colossians 2 verse 11, the Bible said, through our union with the Lord, we experience circumcision. Through our union with the Lord, we have experienced heart surgery, surgery of the heart, circumcision of the heart. What does it mean? The Bible says that all of guilt and power of sin has been cut away and is now extinct. What does it mean to have a circumcision heart? That all of the guilt and the power of sin has been cut away, is now extinct. If you take it to Middle Translation, Middle says the sin authority in the human body was stripped off of his control over mankind. In other words, if a person is still experiencing the works of the flesh, maybe the lust of the flesh, maybe the lust of the eyes of the pride of life, but one attitude or the other, that you don't like the things that is not of Christ, that is still found being experienced in your life, what do you do? There is a panacea. The Bible said, in union, we have been circumcised. In other words, in union, we have experienced what we called the surgical operation of the flesh, taken out of our heart, taken out of our being completely. But you are still experiencing it. It's no more there. But Bible told us what to do so that the experience of Christ will find expression within and through us. If we go to Romans 6 verse 4, the Bible says, we are empowered by the Spirit to walk in the freshness of new life. Then what do you do? Since we're already in union, we've experienced our circumcision of heart in Christ, then you still experience maybe works of the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. The things that is not of God, I don't want to start naming them one by one. As long as it's not of Jesus, he has the works of the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. How do I get them so that these experiences I'm still having, maybe let me put it in a simple term. Maybe you are a lady or a young man that you have 10 pounds. In other words, you, little thing, you lie a lot. Let me put that way. Little thing, you lie a lot. Or you are all kinds of life that is not glorified in the name of the Lord. You still find those experiences, lying, cheating. You're already born again, because in born again, in union, the circumcision has taken place, but you still find yourself in these things for stealing, but biting, ugly, all kinds of stuff, sexual immorality, things that you can't, you are trying to stop them, but it's not stopping. Stop trying to stop them. Bible has given us the panacea what to do with them. In Romans 6 verse 4, it was clearly, my Bible says, we are empowered by the Spirit to live in the freshness of our new life. What do you do? What do you say? Keep on saying these words. I am empowered by the Spirit to walk in the freshness of my new life. I am empowered to walk in the freshness of my new life. I am empowered. The moment that we are empowered by the Spirit to live in the freshness of our new life will flow in and through our soul and our heart and swallow up the works of the flesh, the works of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The second thing we do is found in Galatians 6 verse 16. Galatians 5 verse 16. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit so that you don't fulfill the desires or the influences of the lust of the flesh. In other words, if you take it in middle translation, Galatians 5, I'm sharing what to do if you still find yourself having a wrong attitude or behaving anyhow that is not the character of Galatians 5:16, the Bible says, in New Translation, wonderful. He said, engage your spirit man to be the dominant influence in your daily walk and conduct. Engage your spirit man to be the dominant influence in our daily work and conduct. In other words, say these words, I engage my spirit man to be the dominant influence in my daily work and conduct. That swallows up every effect, influence, experiences of works of the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's what to do. One, I am empowered to walk in the freshness of new life. Or, I engage my spirit man to be the dominant influence in my daily work and conduct that swallows up every works of the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. The third thing you should do or you should respond to, because the Bible said in Christ, every promise of God are yes and amen. That with the yes of God and our amen, glory goes back to our Father. The yes of God is constant, but it requires our amen so that the yes of God will find expression. In other words, the yes of God only finds expression through our amen. And one of the ways we will supply our amen when we're having a wrong attitude, praise Master Jesus. Maybe you are battling things like masturbation, all kinds of stuff. Maybe whatever thing, vices that you don't like and you're already in Christ, but there are behaviors that is not in tandem with the person of the Messiah. What do you do? I've shared the first one. I'm empowered by the Spirit to live in the freshness of my new life. That is one. Two, I engage my spirit and to be the dominant influence in my daily work and conduct. It swallows up every effect of works of flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The third one, I am transformed. This one is found in Ephesians 4:24, Passion Translation. I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within me as my new life, living in union with Him. I am transformed. I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within me as my new life, living in union with Him. The more I proclaim who I am will swallow up who I am not. That's the way it functions. I am. Two, another experience of our union with Christ, the another thing it produces. Two, if you go to Colossians 3:3, very important for me, in middle translation, the Bible says, my union with Him in His death, burial, resurrection and glorification broke the association with the world. My union with Him in His death, burial, and resurrection broke the association with the world. In our explained for us, see yourselves located in a fortress where my life is hidden with Christ in God. In other words, in union, my life is hidden with Christ in God. In union experience with the Lord. This is what we even sing this song. Jesus. Jesus, that's Colossians 3:3. In other words, since we are already in union, Lord, I am living in union with the Lord. My life is hidden in Christ in God. I am in union with the law, my life is hidden with Christ in God. I am living in union with the Lord in his experiences. My life is hidden in Christ in God. Jesus. These are the things union produces. In other words, it's not just a one-off thing. It's something that we say consistently until it grabs, takes a hold of our consciousness and a knowing and a confidence. The courage will be so much awakened within our hearts that this is a reality. Praise the Lord Jesus. Our union, I am living in union with the Lord and his divinity. My life is hidden in Christ in God. I am living in union with the Lord and his divinity. My life is hidden in Christ in God. Praise Master Jesus. If you go to Colossians 1:21-24, under experience that our union with the Lord produces, under experience, the Bible says, fervently long to be liberated from this physical body and be joined in life union fully to Christ. In union, my body is transformed to the body of flesh and bone of the Messiah. In other words, the more, the Bible even said it in Ephesians 4 verse 24. It says very clearly, I am transformed. In other words, my physical body is transformed through my life union with the Messiah. If you go to Philippians 1 verse 20, he now explains what it is. Philippians 3 verse 20 and 21. There's something the Bible says. The Bible says, cling tightly to our life giver, Jesus, who transforms our physical body and transfigure it to the likeness of his glorified, glorious body through his matchless power in which he causes all things to be subject to him. In other words, the more I live in union with the Lord, the more I embrace my life giver in union experiences, my physical body will start being transformed and transfigured into the body of the Messiah. The Messiah, my physical body is flesh and blood, but the Messiah is flesh and bone. The glorified body of the Messiah is flesh and bone, and that body is not subject to death, because that body has within it immortality. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, I am transformed through my, as I embrace the glorious Christ within me, living in union with him, fully transformed, experiences my full status as a son of God, including my physical body, fully transformed or transfigured. Praise Master Jesus. That's one of the experiences. That means transfiguration or transformation of our physical body comes through union. In Ephesians 5 verse 8, the Bible says, once your life was full of sin's darkness, but now I have the very light of our Lord shining through me because of my union with him. Once your life was full of sin's darkness, but now I have the very light of our Lord shining through me because of my union with him. In other words, the Bible says before we came the sin's darkness, that our life is full of sin's darkness, but now in our union, I have the very light of our Lord shining through me because of my union with him. That is to say, in union experiences, the light of God shines through us brightly. In the union experiences, the light of God shines through us brightly. What does it mean? In Matthew 5:14-16, in Matthew 5, the Bible says, we are the light of the world. We are like a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. In verse 16, he now made very explicit statement, and says, let your light shine. And let others see your light, and they will glorify our Father, who is inside of us, and who is in heaven. In other words, a true union is what makes light of God in us to shine brightest before the eyes of men. True union The light of God within us shines through us for others to see our good works and glorify and give praise to our Father who lives in heaven and inside of us. That is to say, the shining, the brightness of the King of Glory that shines through us is also connected to an appearing of Christ called the Epiphania. What is Epiphania? The brilliant appearing of the Messiah. The Messiah that sits inside of us can only shine out. People can only see that the Messiah is sits inside of us is through union. In other words, that I'm mingled into one spirit with the Lord, I'm mingled into one with the flesh and bone body of the Messiah. That is to say, as I live in live union with this King, the light of God within me began to shine through me, and they all will see that light shining brightly. That is to say, union is the answer. Praise Master Jesus. I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within me as my new life, living in union with Him, experiences my full status as a son of God, including my physical body, fully transformed and transfigured into the identical likeness of Christ's glorious, glorified body of flesh and bone. Praise God. Everything I just said now will not be there to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Everything I just said now will not find expression in your life until you say, Christ, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Praise Master Jesus. If you have to say, Christ, come into my life, then the light of God within you begins to shine through you. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, believe in my heart, you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. Lord Jesus, I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you.